We're proud of our team winning another one here in November. The emphasis that we continue to put on that in our program, and then for it to play out the way that it did. And both sides having to lean on the other side early in the game. I thought our takeaways in the second half, defensive forcing, you know, those opportunities were huge in the success we had. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, which was, when you can do that, that opens up the playbook a little bit for what you can call offensively, and then certainly defense, when you can do that, that helps your opportunities there on third down. So, looking at this third down conversions, you know, winning on that side of the ball defensively, they were 2 out of 10, so that's awesome. The play probably right before the half with AC's interception opened up, because there was, an opportunity there. They were driving, and then they got the ball coming out in the second half, so that was a huge stop. And then to be able to convert on third down and get a touchdown at that point, we needed that one too, because I didn't want to come away again with 3 points. Just the morale of it, getting down there and being able to come away with a touchdown was obviously huge. And then the way that we started the second half, with big play, giving that up, and then giving up the touchdown, I thought that the way the offense responded after that play and that drive really put us in position to go finish the game. A number of guys again stepped up, and that's going to be, the name of the game on who we are. And you never know when your number's going to get called. You got to be prepared and ready to go play your best. And a number of guys in key spots throughout the course of a game stepped up and played really well. So, it's a short week. So in our world right now, it's Sunday night, and it's a sprint until Friday. And then we got to get back and go to work, because it'll be here. Friday afternoon will be here really quick.
Up till about 3 weeks ago, I don't think DeMarcus had an interception in his career. Now he's got 3. First, how well is he playing? And I know you talked about it, but just the game-changing nature of that play.
Yeah, I think he's improved. His practice habits have really improved as well, and his understanding of playing the position on not trying to do too much on every play. And he still gave up a 50% ball down the field. He gave that one up, but he made some huge plays. He understood in position where he was, and almost more importantly than that, on route recognition because of formation, him being able to transfer that over into gameplay, and that's because your practice habits and your film study are the way that they need to be. So, we can get an entire group of guys that do that, and then we're going to keep on getting better. And I know it's boring, and I know that's but the habits from now until Friday, they will ultimately be indicative of how we're going to go play.
Perry, last week I think was just the second time that you guys have won while losing the turnover battle under you. I know you talk about turnovers and winning that battle a lot. Was there anything extra that you told them this week?
I don't know if Coach Walters did. I didn't specifically. You always give them points of the game and emphasis at the beginning of the week, things that you want to focus on, and that was a big one for us this week. They had, going into this, I think they were +3 or +5, I don't remember. And that had, specifically against Auburn and against Kentucky, that put them in position to win the game, because that was in their favor. So that was huge for us. And again, our margin of error is very, very slim. So when we can have that in our favor, that helps in more ways than really any stat that would show up on the page.
You guys were really effective on the ground all night long. How big of a piece of that was just controlling the clock with that run?
I thought it was really big, not only in the first half, but you get there in the third quarter, and I didn't think we'd be in a position in the third quarter to start milking the clock, but that's the way the game unfolded. So I thought our offensive line and defensive line for the most part for 4 quarters controlled it. And that's so hugely important for us. They're playing with the ownership that they need to on both sides, on what we expect out of them, the expectation level, and then being able to go execute. And we're going to give up a negative play here or there. We're going to give up something defensively, but the response that we had tonight, I think we move forward as a program in those regards.
Perry,
Barry, did you have a chance to visit with Derek and talk to him about what it was like to score 50? I mean, that's most...
He was excited for our team to win the game, and maybe one day he can sit back and understand what this one was a little bit deeper. But he's excited for our guys and excited to have the chance to be here with them in this environment and go play well. And then he was the first one to mention to me, so we got to get back to work. It's like, yeah, thanks, I know, I get it.
Doing okay up the hit? I know that was...
I don't know. I was in there with him for a minute in the training room, and he's got a lot of docs around him right now. He's going to be okay. I mean, I would suggest, but he's I'd say he's in some pain right now.
Barry, three sacks today, that ties the season high. It looked like Tennessee quarterbacks were uncomfortable all day. What did you see from your pass rushers today?
Well, there are times we were able to get with four, and that's important to do. I also think that you look at some of the things we did blitz track wise. You always want to try to carry some things in each week that are different that they haven't seen before, and we were able to do that, and our kids executed it. So credit the defensive staff for coming up with a couple new things on third downs or second and long when we called them. And then our kids, went out and executed Gillespie, on the first sack, the speed that he hit it and the understanding of where we needed to have the penetration on that side with the slide protection. He did a great job reading where he needed to come from. So a lot of things that went into it, but that helps a great deal when you can, get them behind the sticks and then pressure the way that they did.
Especially with Demaryius and not playing. I mean, Tyler Beatty had the tough run and had a couple of third downs that broke tackles. It doesn't seem like a guy his size should be able to break.
He willed his way in our team there on a couple of third downs. Just there was one that I thought it was over. Right, I thought he was short, and he just kept coming. And great demeanor on how you run the ball. And again, collectively, it's going to take a bunch of guys to get that position where we need it to. We're banged up, but so is everybody else in college football. So there'll be plenty of work left for us this week to go get ready to play.
Your offense especially, just how resilient has that group been? Because you just have to plug in guys every week, it seems like.
Yeah, I'd like to get to the point where you had them all, ready, healthy, ready to go, but that hadn't been the case. So that's the hand we're dealt, and they are a mature group. And the way that they carry themselves throughout the week, you know what you're going to get from them, and I respect that because they go to work, and there's some things that they do, throughout Tuesday practice. Last week for us offensively wasn't that great, but then Wednesday they came back, made corrections, and it was clean, it was good, and then Thursday was really good, and you could tell last night in the hotel and the film and the meetings that they were ready to go play at a high level. I think we capped out on that somewhere. So they went really fast, and Nick, Jose, and I think he's going to pick up half, and we're going to get it worked out. I want folks there. I mean, we got the team that we have. It's a bunch of guys that's the last time to play at Faroe. That's got to mean something to Mizzou football fans, and for them to be able to come out and support our team, and specifically our seniors in that environment, you always, and I know it because I lived it, you always remember your last game, and you obviously remember the outcome of it. You remember, I'm talking the home game, you remember the details of it. You remember every single part of it. Fans being there or not there, that's one of them. So I guess that's a little bit of a challenge. I think that our seniors have done a really good job on leading this team to where we are today.